Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm going to get into the nitty-gritty of how you can start a rental property business and how that rental business can retire you faster than what you're doing with your 401k. Yeah, you heard me correctly. You can start today to change your life by learning how to correctly invest in single-family or multifamily properties. And by doing that and doing it correctly, we can get you to a place of retirement much faster than your 401k. Yeah, it's true. It's totally true. Look, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. We have all been taught, every one of us, you've been taught this, I was taught this, just about everybody we know was taught this, that the way to obtain retirement is to save our ways there. Yeah, save our ways there. In other words, keep putting money aside into some kind of retirement plan, keep pushing money in month after month after month, and if you've got the right financial planner, maybe they're investing correctly, and you're going to get this ginormous bag of money in the future. And you're going to be real happy because in the future, you're going to have this big bag of money, and you're going to start living off of it. And in the beginning, it's going to feel like, the bag of money, it will never run out. It's a giant bag of money. But here's the problem. We don't know what inflation's going to do in the future. We don't know how that's going to affect the value of the dollar in the future. Because you have to understand that every dollar you put aside today, every dollar bill that you set aside today, will not have the purchasing power of that dollar bill in the future. Yes, I know that's a scary thought, isn't it? But unfortunately, I think there are people that absolutely believe that in the future, their dollar bill is going to be worth the same as it is today, that it will have the same ability to buy the same goods and services as you can buy today. And it's not true. It's not true. Even though inflation has been pretty mellow for the last 20 years. Really, in this country, inflation has been pretty mellow. Now, the price of goods and services have been gradually going up over time, but until we got to this pandemic, everything was kind of mellow. I mean, even the price of gas was falling, and we can get into a giant discussion on why that occurred, but it doesn't matter the why. The fact is that gas prices tend to be lower today than they were back in the day, right? Okay. So you're thinking about this big bag of money that you've got. I mean, everybody told you, take a portion of your monthly income and put it in that 401k. That 401k is your best friend to getting you to retirement. And if you didn't hear the sarcasm in my voice, maybe I ought to say it a little bit differently. But here's the true seriousness of what I'm trying to tell you. There is a much more effective way to retire. And it has to do with building cash flow from real estate investments. And I'm not talking about any kind of real estate investments. I'm talking about the real estate investments that require people to live in them. Yeah, that's residential housing. That's single family, duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes, multifamily apartment communities, any physical real estate where somebody signs a long-term lease is the best way for you to invest your money, because that investment will pay you five different ways if you do it correctly, six different ways if you're in the multifamily space. Now, here's what I need you to know. According to CNBC, in a study they did a couple of years ago back in 2018, and to be honest with you, it really doesn't even matter when the study was done, because you could look at a newer study and get the same information. You could look at an older study and get the same information. But this is what CNBC said. They said approximately 40% of Americans are at risk of retiring near the poverty level. Yeah, that should be a sobering fact for you. They went on to say this: this risk, amongst other factors, is causing almost 75% of Americans to work past retirement age as they attempt to save for retirement instead of building passive streams of income. Now, that report is a pre-pandemic report, and that report is telling me that this problem has been going on in this country for a long time. And you might be thinking, well, dude, they just published that in 2018. Okay, well, I can take you back to studies that were done in 2000 that are going to give you essentially the same information. Nothing has really changed. Now, if you want some current data, in 2020, TD Ameritrade, you know those guys, right? You've heard of them. They help you invest your money into the stock market if that's what you want to do. Their report said most Americans want to retire by the age of 67. And here's my question. Are they on track? And here's what I know. Probably not. I really don't think they're on track. Because when TD Ameritrade did that report, they surveyed 2,000 American adults between the ages of 40 and 79 who had at least $25,000 in investable assets. Okay, and here's what that report found. Many Americans have a long ways to go. You heard me correctly. Many Americans have a long ways to go, even those that are approaching their golden years. That is terrible information. That tells me that what you're doing is probably not working. When we come back from the break, I'm going to fill you in on the rest of the story. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so as we went to break, I was telling you about a TD Ameritrade report that was done last year that surveyed 2,000 of TD Ameritrade's customers. And all of these customers range from as young as 40 up to the age of 79. The other criteria was they sent the survey out to individuals who had at least $25,000 in investable assets. And here's what they found. Nearly two-thirds of the 40-somethings have less than $100,000 in their retirement savings. And 28% of those in their 60s had less than $50,000. I want you to think about that a minute. Let's say you're in your 40-somethings, and you've got $100,000 set aside for retirement. What is your game plan to build that number up? And what does that number need to be? Do you really know what that number needs to be? Oh, and here's the other thing. How long are you going to live? Do you know? I mean, based on how long your parents lived, and they might still be living now, that could give you an idea. But everybody's different. So just because maybe, like in my case, both of my parents passed away at the age of 75. So that might give you some kind of realistic expectation that I might live until the age of 75. All right, that's possible. But I might not make it. Or I might go further. I don't know. And I'll tell you what, for me, I'd rather not have a variable such as trying to time money that I have saved up for many years as far as my retirement lifestyle goes. Because what I don't want to deal with in the future is making decisions where I have to cut something out of my lifestyle because I can no longer afford it or because inflation got the better of me in my later years. I also don't want to be in a situation where I'm reliant upon my family or charity or the government or some other form of income to keep me going. And here's the scary thing. 28% of those in their 60s that responded to this report had less than $50,000 in their retirement accounts. How long do you think $50,000 is really going to last? Well, if you take $2,000 out a month, it's going to last a little over 2 years. And then what are you going to do? So what does their game plan look like? Just keep working? Defer Social Security until you're 70? Start drawing at 70? And then once you start drawing, what happens to that money in that 401k? Do you start pulling $500 out a month, $1,000 a month? I don't know. But these are things you really need to sit down and think about if you're going to keep doing that 401k thing. Or, by the way, anything labeled as a retirement account. Because the big problem with those things is they don't pay you income. They really don't. Now, you can invest in those retirement accounts into stocks that pay a dividend. That's probably the closest thing that pays you income. And maybe you're thinking, oh, I've got this all figured out, man. I'll just do a REIT because REITs invest in real estate. So I get the best of both worlds, right? Okay, well, let me tell you about those REITs. First of all, those REITs will pay you a dividend. But you may have to choose the dividend over any capital gains. What you need to do is you really need to read the prospectuses on those REITs and find out what they're really doing for you. And if you think earning 8% per year from a REIT is great, I'm telling you it's not. Because here's the problem with REITs. REITs pay a lot of money out to a lot of people that aren't the actual investors. They do. It costs a lot of money to operate the overhead of managing a REIT. And within a REIT, there are also payment systems set up to make payments to certain parties to the transaction, which are not the investors. So if you think a REIT is similar to investing in real estate, I'm here to tell you it's not. It really is not. You should be very careful about investing in a REIT. And I don't care what all the news things say, you know, oh, REITs are performing well now. Oh, that's because real estate is performing well now. So take a look. If you're thinking about putting your money into a REIT, you really need to take a hard look at what the rates of return are, how they pay you those rates of return, and how easy is it to put your money in and to take it out. Those are things you need to consider. Now, 2019, I'm just going to pile on here because I really don't have a lot of great news for you today with regards to these surveys, but I actually have great news for you in the latter half of the show, so stick around. Don't turn me off just because I'm maybe turning you off right now. So in 2019, TD Ameritrade did an additional survey, and what they did was they looked at millennials. They wanted to see how younger Americans were doing, and they found that 66% of all millennials that they polled don't feel like they're on track when it comes to saving for retirement. And they cited the burden of housing costs. Yeah, that's what they cited. They said it's costing a lot more money to live. Now, this was back in 2019 before we went into lockdown. And as we know, real estate prices have adjusted upwards. Rents are adjusting upwards in almost every market across the United States. So if millennials were thinking it was kind of challenging based on housing costs to save for retirement, imagine what they're thinking now. I'm thinking that number is probably bigger than two-thirds. Yeah, it's just the way it is. Now, in 2019, Vanguard, who's one of those entities that, if they're not the largest, they're one of the largest 401k plan administrators in this country. They published a report that showed how much money Americans have in their retirement savings. Now, again, you might be saying, well, you know what? That's all fine and dandy, but that data is 2 years old. It doesn't change the numbers. It absolutely doesn't change the numbers. The people that had the most money in their 401ks as of this 2019 survey were 55 to 64-year-olds with an average 401k balance of $172,000. Now, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to work. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you what does work. Stick around.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. Had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, man, I kind of depressed you, I think, in the last segment. I mean, I was giving you all that statistical information that was coming pre-pandemic. And I'm here to tell you, since the pandemic began, none of those statistics have gotten any better. They really haven't. Okay, maybe the averages went up a little bit, but I think it's dismal. I mean, let's talk about the reality of a $175,000 401k balance. If you take $2,000 out of your account every month to live off of, $2,000 to live off of, you're going to deplete that account in a little over 7 years. Yeah, you heard me correctly. So let's say you save your way to $175,000, and let's say you decide that the only way you're going to make it going forward is to take Social Security at the age of 70, which will pay whatever your maximum benefit might be. I don't know, maybe that's $3,000. It depends on how much money you've paid into Social Security. There's a lot of factors that determine your upper number. But let's say that number is $3,000. And now you're thinking, okay, well, I can harvest $2,000 a month out of my retirement account based on having, you know, saved up $175,000, and that'll keep me going at least until I'm 77 years of age. But at the age of 77, I'm going to have a hard decision to make, because in a couple months, that extra $2,000 that I've been taking out every month, it goes away. I will have depleted that account, and I will have to fall back on living on whatever Social Security pays me. So if you think about it, do you really want to be the age of 77 and take a 40% hit on your income streams when you're pretty much in an age where you really probably do not want to go back to work? Physically, your body probably just doesn't want to deal with it. Mentally, your mind does not want to deal with that. Emotionally, you don't want to deal with that. So now what do you do? Can you live on $3,000 at the age of 77? I don't know. But if you think about this, let's peel the onion back for just a minor minute. And let's just say you needed $2,000 a month to live off of in retirement. And I'm not even going to bring up the fact that you're willing to wait until the age of 70 so that you can defer your Social Security, and the fact that you're potentially willing to work until the age of 70. I'm just saying this. What if we took $175,000? And what if we just divided that by five? And we said, you know what? Why don't we just buy real estate assets? Why don't we just buy real estate assets today? Because for $35,000 per house in today's market, I have seen deals that will do this for you. Cash out of pocket, $35,000 for an investment property that will pay you $400 a month in cash flow. Now, if you do the quick math, what that tells me is you're going to have five properties that are going to start paying you $2,000 a month. And you don't have to wait until the future to start drawing that money. You can start drawing that money now. And now you're thinking, well, wait a minute, Al. Hold on, Al. I'm not 59 and a half. If I were to tap into that money, I'd have to pay a penalty. Okay. What if I told you that we have vendors in our vendor program that can make that penalty go away using existing laws that are on the books in certain areas, not all places in the United States, and certainly not with every 401k plan that's out there, but for the vast majority of them, we have these vendors that can get your money out of those 401ks without paying the penalty. So now you're thinking, all right, well, I kind of like that. I kind of like, you know, keeping that money in my pocket. What about the taxes? Well, I'm glad you asked. The way it works on the taxes, depending on what your retirement account is, depending on what you put your money into, and I'm not pretending that I am a tax attorney. I'm not pretending I'm a CPA. I'm not pretending I am any of that. But what I'm telling you is that depending on what the retirement plan is, you're probably going to pay taxes on that money. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, dude, that's a game changer. That's a deal killer right there. Okay. What if it is? Why is it a deal killer? Well, $175,000. Let's say I pay 20% in taxes. That's $35,000 the government is taking from me. You are correct. That is your tax liability based on being a citizen in this country. Well, that's just terrible. I mean, that's going to prevent me from buying five houses. I can only buy four. Okay. Then buy four.
Well, that doesn't give me that $2,000 a month I'm looking for.
No, it doesn't. It gives you $1,600 a month.
Well, this plan's not going to work.
Well, that's where you're being short-sighted. Because the plan will work. Because what we've really just been talking about is the cash flow potential. We haven't even talked about what these properties have the ability to do over time. Let's say you're 55 years of age and you've got another 15 years of working that you're planning to do and retire at the age of 70. And let's say you've got $175,000 in that 401k and you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you hook up with one of our vendors that will help you avoid that penalty. And now you take the money out of that retirement account and you pay the taxes on it. And you're only able to buy four properties instead of five. But here's the thing. Let's say you hold those properties for 5 years. Over time, those properties will go up in value. That's the way real estate markets have worked since the founding of this country. Now, there have been a couple of years where the real estate prices went in a different direction. Okay, 2008 is a prime example of that. But we're not in that kind of market right now. We're in a completely different market. So what I'm getting at is you could buy four houses right now, and you can owner-operate them and enjoy bringing in $1,600 a month in passive income. $1,600 a month annualized works out to be about $19,200. So what I'm getting at is if you really want that fifth house, just take all that cash flow and set it aside. In less than 2 years, you'll have enough cash to buy that fifth house that will provide you that extra $400 of income you're looking for. But here's the most beautiful thing. At the end of 4 or 5 years, let's call it 5 years, you sell the four houses. And let's say you've doubled your money on those houses. So now what do? Well, you go out and buy eight houses. Oh, that's how this works. All right, when we come back from the break, I've got more on this. Stick around.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right. So in the last segment, I let you in on some good information. I did. This information that I shared with you is part of how you have to start looking at investing. Now, I think you're probably already doing this with whatever you're doing for investing, but I think you need to supersize it. And what I'm talking about is time. Yeah, time. See, the problem you have right now is you've been conditioned to believe that proper investing requires you to spend the next 35 to 45 years trading time for money so that you could buy mutual funds or whatever you're investing in your 401k, and you keep pushing that money across the table every month before you even see it come out in your paycheck. You have that money allocated right to those investment accounts. And based on that strategy, as long as you don't mess anything up in that 35 to 45 year time span, you're supposed to get to a point where you've got that massive pile of money that will do everything you need it to do for you, and you'll be able to live your golden years at whatever level of lifestyle you see fit. And that's not true. That's not true. It doesn't work that way. Okay, it does work for some people. Some people have the ability to amass a lot of money. They do. And they'll probably be okay. But according to the United States Census Bureau, only 5% of those people that actually claim to be retired are living what I would consider a very, very excellent life. In other words, they're absolutely filthy rich, or they have enough passive income coming in retirement that meets or exceeds what they were earning when they were working. And when you lump all those people together, that's the top 5%. The other 95% of us, well, we're left to figure it out. And that's why I'm telling you what I'm telling you today. I am telling you, even though you may feel like you've got a great game plan going forward, you're setting aside 15% of your income every month and pushing it into that 401k, and your employer is pushing money in there too, and that allows you to grow the money so much faster. But the problem is this: that money just sits in that account. That money just sits there. And it might buy you a mutual fund certificate, or it might buy you a stock certificate, or it might buy you a bond certificate, or it might buy you a REIT certificate, or whatever you're investing in within that account. But it's not paying you any money. See, when you invest in real, tangible assets, such as real estate, you have an asset that pays you income streams, something that your current investment strategy doesn't do for you. And because real estate earns you money more than one way, you will generate income and wealth much quicker. I don't know how to say that even more clearer to you. That's the clearest way I can say it. Real estate will get you to where you're trying to go faster. But there is a catch. There is a catch. You can't just decide, hey, I'm going to do real estate now, and, you know, just drive down your street that you live on and look at the house at the end of the street and go, oh, okay, well, let's buy that one and rent it out. It doesn't work that way. What you need to do, first of all, is obtain a qualified education. And I'm not talking about just running out and buying some books or getting on the internet or, you know, joining one of those internet chat boards or something. That's not what I'm talking about, because most of those things, they don't give you everything that you need to be successful. I'm talking about what Lifestyles Unlimited will do for you. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you everything you need to know in order to be successful, whether you want to do single family or multifamily. We don't care what you choose to do. We will show you the correct way to do that. And we will get you started and get you moving forward so that you can start changing your life with one asset at a time. Now think about it. What if I told you that in a six-month period of time, you could not only obtain a qualified education on how to invest into real estate correctly, but also have the available time to go out there and buy those five houses that we've been talking about. Okay, maybe it's four because you paid the penalty. But do you see my point? Yeah, my point is you need to stop doing what the herd has been doing. All the statistics that I threw out at the beginning of the show, there's no change to those statistics today. Okay, there's a little change, but the trend is still the same. The trend says if you keep doing that, you may not make it. And the problem with not making it is you're going to be a lot older and a lot grayer and trying to figure out how do I recover from that. Look, you and I both know that we're not 18 years of age anymore, except for the 18-year-olds listening to me. Yeah, we're not 18 years of age anymore. Hopefully we're a little wiser, we're a little smarter. We certainly have a lot more experience, but we're also a little more tired. We've been dealing with the world longer than other people have. And trust me, the guys older than me, they've been dealing with it even longer than I have. So why not do something that's going to benefit you for a change? What if, let me just give you the big what if, okay? Because we're going to have our biggest annual event this weekend. It's going to kick off Thursday at the Irving Convention Center in Irving, Texas. We got the whole place to ourselves, and we're going to be hanging out with over 5,000 like-minded real estate investors that are going to be educating each other, getting education from people that have been there, done that, networking with each other. We've got some great parties planned, and you could be a part of that. And I'll tell you what, even though you can't go online and buy a ticket anymore, we're still going to sell tickets. Yeah, so all of our advanced purchase stuff, that's all shut down. And all the big packages and stuff that we're making available with the bus tours and all this other stuff, well, those are all sold out. But I can tell you that if you go to the Irving Convention Center, if you go to the box office, you can still gain admission to the expo. So what if I told you that you could go there this weekend? You could arm yourself with a ton of information. You could become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. We'll get you plugged into our financial freedom educational course, where we will teach you everything you need to know. And 6 months from this weekend, you could be on the fast track to getting yourself retired. Now, will $1,600 a month in income retire you? Probably not. Well, I guess it depends. To be honest with you, it depends. Because I actually know members of Lifestyles Unlimited that all they needed was six houses to achieve retirement. Six houses was what they needed to basically tell the boss, that's it. I don't need you anymore. Because part of what you also don't understand is that in the back of your mind, you're thinking, I got to replace a $100,000 income. But the reality of it is you don't need $100,000 in real estate income to replace the job income of $100,000, because the taxes work completely differently. Yeah, you don't pay Social Security and you don't pay Medicare taxes when you're a qualified real estate investor. And because now you have assets that throw off depreciation and you are authorized, as a matter of fact, directed by the Internal Revenue System to take that depreciation. So what does that depreciation do for you? Well, it offsets the income streams that your properties are producing for you. Therefore, there's no tax liability on that income per se. That's why you don't need $100,000. You just need what you need. And real estate can do that for you. And you hold those properties for 5 years, and then you sell them all off, and then you go out and you buy 8 properties. Now you're getting more money in, $3,200 a month. And you hold those for 5 years. And what do you do with those? Well, you sell those in 5 years. And now instead of 8, you get 16 properties. In 10 years, you could have 16 properties with not a lot of effort on your part. 16 properties producing $6,400 worth of income a month, tax-free. That's a game changer. So what I think you need to do is get started. Now, if you can't make it to the expo this weekend, not a problem. What you need to do is go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. When you get there, sign up for a free workshop. We'll have a bunch after the expo, and we'll get you started that way.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.